It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's banking easier. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're back at Unitego tonight. It's kind of deja vu as I was here on Saturday. As Delhi was in town and Unitego walked away with a 42-25 victory, but I knew I'd be right back here on Monday as Cooperstown is here for a non-league battle, and I'm joined tonight by, well, I guess I would call him maybe the king of Cooperstown here, Matt Hazard. Matt's going to be doing color tonight. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Good to be back. The last time we did a game was Bainbridge-Cooperstown last year, so this was a great one to be at.
Yeah, I mean, you're the one of the former assistant coaches for the girls' team, especially when they went on their state run back in 2015. Baseball coach right now as well, so you know a lot about the Cooperstown community, the school, and just what a special run this girls team is putting together since they lost to Unitego back in late December. They haven't lost since, I believe, seven in a row.
Yeah, absolutely, and I believe it's eight of their last nine as well. It's an interesting team. They have redefined themselves, I would say, since the last Unitego game, which was December 27th, and they are a team to honestly be reckoned with, and when it comes down to Section 3 playoffs here just in a couple of weeks, they've moved up the ladder quite a bit, going all the way from probably the 10 and 11 seed all the way to right now as they currently sit the 5.
Has to be exciting as well because, you know, this has developed into a nice little rivalry, and as we said, Unitego won 48-44 when they met back in late December, so I'm sure Cooperstown looking for a little bit of revenge, but Unitego is also on a hot streak right now and a tough team to deal with, so kind of a great sectional-type atmosphere here.
Absolutely. Watching this game last time when it was in Cooperstown, you want to talk about intensity. These girls have played against each other for a long time. I know Unitego's young in the backcourt as well with two Perry twins as forwards, but Cooperstown is young too. For the last couple of years, we've been talking about names like Julie Ford, Liz Millay, Maggie Sherman, Jen Flynn, etc. Now you're talking about girls that aren't necessarily household names in the area, but they are really good. And it's taken Mike Niles a little bit of time to be able to find the proper rotation, but I think he's found it.
Kind of a neat connection with Coach Niles, too, who did coach at one time here at Unitego. And
yeah, a graduate here,
and lots of family ties, so it has to be special for him, too, to come back here. I know you're close with him, and we've chatted with him pregame and everything, but you think it adds a little special layer to it that he's here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you come back to your hometown, you know, there's a little bit extra to it. His brother-in-law is actually the AD here as well. So, you know, there's a lot of family ties. But talking to him before the game, you know, it was asking him if it was strange walking through the halls, and he admitted it was a little different, that's for sure.
We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles, two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Long. We'll be back here on the pregame show on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. for fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO. Matt is a Cooperstown aficionado, so we're glad to have him along here for the Cooperstown girls. They are at Unitego. Of course, Unitego was supposed to play Delhi last Thursday. It got snowed out, so they had the game on Saturday. It was a packed house in here, a little bit more than it is this afternoon. There wasn't really a seat left here on Saturday. That was a good game, and Unitego did what they do. They like to press. They like to get in your face and be athletic. Delhi handled it well for the first half, and then in the second half just kind of ran out of gas. But, you know, Matt, as you said, in the first game, it was a great game. I'm expecting the same because Cooperstown has the guards. They have the size, everything that can stay with Unitego, and I think it's a great matchup in a non-leaguer, Section 4 versus Section 3 tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, when you look at Cooperstown, just to give kind of everybody a little background on them, they're 11-4. They come in, their four losses are against two Class B schools. Both teams had two common denominators, which was they were big. Adirondack had a 6'2" girl that's a Division One prospect. Then they lost to Unitego and probably one of the best teams, if not the best team in the state, Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and what they've also done is a big change was their Cooperstown starting an eighth grader now. Her name is Megan Sherman. She stands 5'8", 5'9", and very, very athletic. And it's kind of redefined the entire team because she will get after the board. So I'll be surprised if she has less than 12 rebounds. This game, I mean, she might not contribute as much on the point side of things, but on the board she will. And her and Emily Perez as a senior eighth grader combination, they play extremely well together.
We were talking off the air before the game that the last time I saw Cooperstown in person was early in the year when they played Cambridge and they were at the Delhi tournament. And Megan Sherman was kind of working her way into the lineup, was coming off the bench, and you could tell was kind of still figuring out at the varsity level. But since then, I mean, every time that I get a score sheet from Coach Niles or from you, the stats are there. So I'm excited to see this tonight.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, the team is led without a doubt by the scoring of Kate Trossa, the senior point guard, and Piper Seaman, who is a junior right now, who a couple games ago hit 6 3-pointers. So, you know, they've got some talent and they've got some scoring. It will be interesting to see what Bobby Z does from the defensive side. Cooperstown has not seen actually much man. They generally see a lot of zone, which the three-pointers have been there for them in that case. So if Bobby tries to mix it up a little bit, we'll see.
Going to be interesting tonight. You know, a lot of these girls over the years have played AAU together as well or against one another. So I find that wrinkle interesting as well because, yeah, they're from two different sections and they don't play in the same league. They don't have many common opponents, but they might know each other pretty well just from that and spring and summer ball.
Absolutely. You know, what you mentioned before, this has become a little rivalry, especially, I mean, on the girls' side, they play every week or every year, and it has truly become a rivalry. They have one of these situations where, you know, the Perry twins, as well as these young guards, they are a really good combination. I'm excited to watch Unitego play. They are one of my favorite teams to watch here locally.
As you said, Matt, Cooperstown comes in 11-4. Unitego comes in 12-1. They're both in the state rankings. Unitego was 19th last week in the New York State Sports Writers Poll. Cooperstown was in the honorable mention. So it's going to be a great contest here tonight. Really looking forward to it as Unitego girls are hosting Cooperstown here in Unitego. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the announcement of the starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll have Unitego and Cooperstown here tonight on CDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at wcdosports.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Starting lineup for Cooperstown and head coach Mike Niles, they start with 8th grader, number 4, Megan Sherman. Senior, number 5, Lauren Vibbard. Senior, number 12, Kate Trossett. Junior, number 20, Piper Seaman. And senior, number 33, Emily Perez. On the other side for Unitigo and head coach Bobby Z, they have sophomore number 4, Dana Stepp, sophomore number 20, Megan Perry, her sister, also sophomore number 21, Morgan Perry, the lone senior on the whole squad, number 22, Morgan Newman, and a junior number 23, Haley Lucia. Unitigo is in the home white uniforms tonight with the green trim. Says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Cooperstown is going to be in the road orange uniforms with the black and the white trim. Says Cooperstown in white lettering across the front of the chest there. So, Matt, my question for you, since the loss to Unitigo, we mentioned earlier that Cooperstown hasn't lost. What do you think has been the difference since the Christmas time break when they've been able to rattle off these 7 wins in a row?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the rotation. He put Megan Sherman into the lineup, and it's really added some athleticism and another potential scoring threat. You know, Lauren Vibbard is a phenomenal defender. She isn't going to give you a ton on the offense, but she's going to have a number of steals. She's going to have a number of impactful plays. And being able to add another scorer has been able to raise their point total a lot. But there's no doubt this team wins on their defense. Their defense, when they get after it, it's good. I think what we're going to see here after watching the last game is Unitigo pressed right off the bat. And I think if we have a press competition here, this is going to get fun.
Unitigo does love to press. Their only loss this year was to BG, and I thought BG was the one team really that I've seen handle the pressure that Unitigo brings and was able to break it and get some nice points off of it. But Unitigo is certainly long, athletic, and very tough if they bring that press. So here we go. Piper Seaman will jump it up here for Cooperstown, and Meg Perry will jump it up for Unitigo, and we're underway. Perry wins the opening tip, and it is the Spartans and the Hawkeyes doing battle here tonight at the U. Cooperstown on defense, settling in. And here are the Spartans on offense. Newman at the top of the key, looking to get the ball to Haley Lucia. Lucia will go to the right side. Lucia wants to step back. Foot was on the line for a long two. It's off the mark. Perry with a rebound. Meg kicks one back out for Dana Stepp. We're 30 seconds in and we're scoreless. Ball into the corner, through the legs there of Morgan Perry, out of bounds. It'll go to Cooperstown here. So the early look on defense Cooperstown paying a lot of attention there to Haley Lucia.
Yeah, Cooperstown plays man-to-man almost the whole game, so they're going to get used to that.
Here's Kate Trossett down the floor going left to right. Back to the top of the key for Piper Seaman. Chance of defense from the Unitego student section. Back for Seaman, left wing side. 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal by Haley Lucia at midcourt knocks it down, and it rolls the length of the court out of bounds and will stay with Cooperstown. Let's see how aware they are. Only 8 left on the shot clock, and they'll have to go the full length of the floor. 7:10 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless. And Cooperstown will get it in. Here's Piper Seaman. They'll look to quickly get it up the floor, and they'll find Megan Sherman. Sherman on the baseline is knocked out of bounds. They'll say she stepped out of bounds, so the ball back to Unitego.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Cooperstown handles the atmosphere here. It's a loud atmosphere. You know, Kate Trossett is going to have to be the leader. She's going to have to break down the defense up on the top.
6:55 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless between Unitego and Cooperstown. Top of the key here for Newman. Newman will find Haley Lucia. Lucia on the right side. Now into the corner for Meg Perry. Baseline jumper for Perry. Rattles in and out. Shortest player on the court, Lauren Vibbert at 5'0" will bring it back up the floor on the rebound, and she's fouled at midcourt.
5 foot might be gracious.
Yeah.
she might be 4'10", 4'11", but you want to talk about a bulldog. She's going to get 5 or 6 rebounds because she's going to get dirty in there.
6:40 to go, first quarter. Foul is going to be on Morgan Perry, her first, team's first. And here's Trossett back up at midcourt. Dribbles to the right side, had it punched away, and Unitego will get a steal. Morgan Newman comes up with the loose ball and a head now for Haley Lucia. Lucia behind the back pass for Dana Stepp into the corner. The jumper falls short. Rebound, though, for Morgan Perry on the far side. And Unitego will pump the brakes, pull it back out, and reset on offense. So we're still scoreless with 6:15 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Cooperstown's crashing the board, so they're going to give up a lot of those long rebounds, but they're okay doing that.
Double dribble is called here on Morgan Perry, so Cooperstown will get the ball back. Both teams kind of settling in a little bit here, Matt, as they do battle for the second time this year.
Yeah, I think both teams really want this one. They know that it has a lot of implications to it, and I think it's just settling down into the nerves a little bit.
Here's Vibbert across midcourt, lost it for a second, scoops up her dribble, finds Piper Seaman, left side. Seaman looking for some real estate, skips it over to Kate Trostis, down low for Sherman. Sherman on the right low block has it stolen away here by Haley Lucia. Unitego looks to run.
Yeah, Unitego's going with a 3-2 zone, and that's definitely going to play into Cooperstown's gameplay of a little bit because they want to shoot the three-pointer.
Here is Morgan Perry, leaves it for Dana Stepp at the foul line. Crossover move gets into the paint. The jumper falls off to the right side. No good. Rebound. Hustling on the floor is Meg Perry. And Unitego will keep it alive. Here's Haley Lucia is whistled for a travel on that Euro step. Fans don't like it. We're still scoreless. Fall back to Cooperstown with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. So Cooperstown will look to bring it up. And here's that Unitego press. Cooperstown's able to handle it. They get it to the middle of the floor for Trossett. Now back to the left side here for Vibbard. She lost it as she tried to go to the hoop, and another steal for the Spartans. Now we'll have a kick ball as Morgan Perry looked to bring it up the floor. Kick is on Cooperstown, so Unitego will hold on. 5:15 to go first quarter. We're scoreless.
That's the third time early that Unitego's used the baseline to their advantage. They're forcing them all the way underneath the hoop, and Cooperstown's not been able to adjust yet.
Here is Haley Lucia across the Spartan logo at midcourt as Unitego goes right to left. Left wing side for Dana Stepp in front of the Cooperstown bench. She steps in for a left elbow two-pointer. It won't go. Rebound is loose. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Ball is loose. Somehow stays in bounds. A good save by Dana Stepp, but her chuck back in play goes flying over everybody out of bounds, and it does end up going back to the Hawkeyes here. What a scramble there. 4:50 to go first quarter. Still scoreless here between Cooperstown and Unitego, as both teams really getting after it here on defense. Now a steal right at midcourt in a trap. Morgan Perry comes away with it. Breakaway layup is good. There's the first points of the game. Unitego leads 2-0.
Yeah, right now when you got they've got some length up on the top of their 3-2 zone, up meeting them at half court, and it's causing Cooperstown a problem with their shorter guards.
Here is Piper Seaman, left side corner, pulls up for three. It's too far. A rebound for Sherman is right there to scoop it up and put it in.
That's what she's going to give you the whole game. She's very wise on how to rebound. But rebounding, I would say, is an art form, and she's definitely early in her career, but she's learned that.
So the eighth grader with the first points of the night for Cooperstown makes it 2-2. Unitego trying to answer. A little shot in the paint from Dana Stepp is no good. Another rebound for Sherman, and here comes Cooperstown back up the floor. So we're halfway through the first quarter. We're tied up 2-2 between Unitego and Cooperstown. Here's Vibbard with a pump fake. Puts it down, gets around, shoots, left it short. Ball is loose on the floor. Again, both teams wrestling and scrambling. Jump ball. We'll leave it with Cooperstown. Boy, bodies are flying.
Absolutely. And what Cooperstown wants to do is they want to get the ball to Emily Perez either at the top of the key or at the foul line, and they want to be able to have her pass because she is a phenomenal passer, probably their best on Cooperstown.
Here is Perez in the corner, back up for Vibbert at the top of the key. Pump fakes, can't get around Lucia. Has to pick up her dribble and goes for Piper Seaman left side. Into the corner for Kate Trossett. Step back three off the front of the rim. Ball ricochets out of bounds and we'll go back to Unitego. With 3:35 to go in the first quarter, still 2-2. It's low scoring so far.
Yeah, we knew we were going to see some tough defense. They're really getting after it, that's for sure.
Haley Lucia, the junior guard, will bring it up the floor for Unitego. Into the paint, now works one back out here for Morgan Perry. Back to the far side for Dana Stepp. Step now for Meg Perry. Pull-up jumper is good from the foul line, and Unitego leads 4-2.
I think Cooperstown will live with that shot. They want to see the Perry girls shoot from the outside. They don't want to see them put it on the floor and get into the hoop.
3:10 to go first quarter. It's 4-2. Unitego on top of Cooperstown here tonight at the U. Ball knocked out of bounds as Trossett tried to go to the left side for Piper Seaman, and it was kicked out of there by Haley Lucia. Cooperstown will inbound on the left wing side of the floor. They go to Trossett at the top of the key. Trossett with a chest pass for Vibbard. Vibbard picks up her dribble, tries to go back to Trossett. A foul on Morgan Newman, who was just there a second too late as she was reaching for that steal.
I got to tell you, though, that was probably a good foul because if Kate Trossett gets that ball, she's got Piper Seaman wide open for a three-pointer.
2:58 to go in the first quarter. That's the first foul on Newman. Second foul on Unitego as a team. There's none on Cooperstown so far. It's Unitego 4, Cooperstown 2 here in this girls' non-leaguer tonight. From Unitego. Vibbert gets tied up. We'll have another jump ball. This time it goes back to the Spartans. And good swarming defense there by Unitego.
Absolutely. Normally you see fans stand for the first points of the game. I got a feeling the student section is going to stand the whole time, huh?
It's not uncommon to see. They change it up throughout the game. They're a creative student section, that's for sure. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Unitego on top. Here's Morgan Perry. Reversing far side for Meg Perry. The 15-footer is no good, and there's Sherman with another rebound. Tried an outlet pass off the hands of Morgan Newman, who was right there to deflect it, but it stays with Cooperstown. With 2.5 to go first quarter, still 4-2 for Unitego.
What I've noticed with Newman is that she is intense. She will get there after it. And I think that her emotion really can lead this team to different heights, that's for sure, throughout the game.
Newman going for another steal here as Cooperstown tries to get the cross-court pass to Piper Seaman. This time it's off the hands of Seaman, says the officiating crew, and Unitego will get it back. 2:20 to go first quarter. It is the home team, Unitego, leading visiting Cooperstown 4-2. Haley Lucia now will leave it for Morgan Perry. Reversing left side, Dana Stepp. Stepp now back for Megan Perry. Drives down low. The kiss off the glass is no good. Rebound Newman. Slapped out of her hands by Emily Perez. A good steal for the Hawkeyes.
You can see Cooperstown. They're all staying about 5 feet off of the three-point line. They are daring Unitego to shoot.
Here is Sherman, takes it to the rim. Just comes up a little short. Perry just got there on defense. Meg, that is, to just get a piece of it, I believe, with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Haley Lucia. Step back for three. Tries to bank this one. The bank is closed, and the rebound for Cooperstown. Back up the floor for Trossett, right side. Zips in front of the Unitego bench, pulls it back out, and goes to Vibbert.
I think what both these teams are seeing is
down low for Sherman, and she gets it, and she's fouled at the right low block. We're tied up 4-4. She'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Unbelievable pass from Emily Perez there on a backdoor play. What I was saying there was I think both these teams are seeing different looks that they traditionally see. Unitego probably doesn't see much man. Cooperstown only plays man. And then you've got Unitego, who is just as fast as Kate Trossett, which Kate does not see people as fast as her. She normally can blow by them, and that's a big change here for Cooperstown.
I'm interested to see because BG is one of the only local teams that plays man a ton of the time, very consistently. Sherman's foul shot is off the mark and no good, and it has given Unitego trouble from time to time.
Well, you think about it. In high school basketball, they don't see it at this point, especially Class C. They don't see man-to-man very often.
1:15 to go, first quarter. We're tied 4-4 between Unitego and Cooperstown. Haley Lucia for three on the right side, no good. Faulkner with a rebound. She's fresh into the game, gets it knocked away, and then Dana Stepp with another opportunity, and she is fouled as she tries a reverse layup underneath the hoop, and Dana will head to the line with 1:05 to go. In the first quarter, we're knotted up 4-4.
One of the substitutions that Cooperstown made is they took Lauren Vibbert out and replaced her with Ashley Cuber. Cuber will give up an opportunity from distance. Three-point threat for sure, but she also gives a little bit more size, which can hopefully handle some of this length.
Step to the line, makes her first shot, second shot coming here for Dana Stepp. And this one is up and good. So Stepp goes 2 for 2, giving Unitigo a 6-4 lead with a minute to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown left side for Piper Seaman. Seaman with Haley Lucia right in her face. Go back to Cuber, now back to Seaman. Baseline drive goes up with the right-handed layup. It won't go down, hit the rim twice and wouldn't fall. Unitigo with a rebound. Ahead now for Dana Stepp, left wing side. She'll pump the brakes, pick it up, and she'll try to go to Haley Lucia, but they'll say she shuffled her feet. A turnover gives it back to the Hawkeyes with 42 seconds to go.
Yeah, it was a great baseline move by Piper Seaman. Just wouldn't fall for her, but the lid seems to be on top of the hoop for both teams right now.
Here's Kate Trossett as Cooperstown tries to take advantage of the Unitigo turnover. And wow, that ball got kicked out of bounds and was flying for our heads there.
Hey, we're on the top level, right?
We are.
Are we normally going to have a ball coming at us at the top level?
So we're safe over here on the far side, but wow, that thing was a rocket. And we'll see with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. I've never had a ball come up here.
Well,
like
I got
to
tell you, I think I'm at celebrity status right now because I just watched everybody turn around and see if Nate Lowell got hurt. So they were all concerned for Nate Lowell.
Luckily, we are safe up here in the broadcast booth. Cooperstown will get the ball. Perez takes it right to the rim through the teeth of the defense. Couldn't get it to go, and then we'll have a foul on the second chance opportunity. Sherman is whistled for the infraction. With 30 seconds to go, that's her first, team second. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, and the officials waiting, getting some substitutions in here.
Now coming in the game for Cooperstown is Gabby Whipple. Gabby is a freshman, new to the program, but she is definitely talented, almost 6 feet.
So Unitigo will have the ball. They lead 6-4 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, and they can go to Meg Perry here at the high post. Shot clock is off as Perry takes it down low. Lost control of it. Body's flying, and Cooperstown comes away with the ball with 10 seconds left. There's Whipple, takes it to the rim. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. Piper Seaman will scoop up the rebound. Her shot won't fall. Ball out of bounds with 1.7 seconds to go. Lucia was trying to save it, but stepped on the line. Possession stays with Cooperstown. And so Cooperstown will inbound the basketball. On the left wing side, underneath the basket with Kate Trossett. We'll see if they could maybe dial up a little quick hitter here to get a shot off. They'll go to Whipple, left side for three at the buzzer. No good. So a low scoring first quarter in the books. It's Unitigo 6, Cooperstown 4. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area. Local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Unitigo girls leading Cooperstown 6-4. Want to welcome in all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. So, your thoughts so far on a back-and-forth affair here, Matt?
Yeah, you know, it's 6-4. There's not too much to talk about with the game, but, you know, there's an understory to this entire game is you have two coaches here that have state titles sitting on the sidelines.
Very
good. And you're wondering how they're going to adjust to the different changes with their personnel.
Yeah, the chess match between the two coaches is going to be a fun one to watch tonight. Here is Whipple with a pump fake. Gets down low. A shot here is knocked off and taken away. And Unitigo will scoop it up out of their own defensive end and walk it back up the floor with Haley Lucia. Lucia wants to work her way down low, lost her balance, worked one back out for Morgan Perry, now into the hands of Dana Stepp, far side for Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner will find Haley Lucia, Lucia picks up her dribble in a tough spot. 10 to go on the shot clock. Here's Morgan Perry. Into the corner for Meg Perry. Pull up jumper. Got it. Meg Perry now with 4 points, and Unitico leads 8-4.
But you can see that Cooperstown's going to make Unitico shoot those shots. It's really two different teams here. You got it.
Now a steal at midcourt by Meg Perry. Wants to take it coast to coast and does. Lays it up and in.
Yeah, what I was saying is you got one team that wants to shoot threes and another that they're forcing them to.
Cooperstown tries to quickly move it back up the floor. They overshoot everybody. Perez couldn't get there. It rolls out of bounds, and Unitico will get the ball back with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 10-4. Unitico leads Cooperstown after a little flurry there and two straight buckets from Meg Perry.
Yeah, in the previous meeting, Unitico jumped out to like a, I think a 20-6, 20-4 lead, and Cooperstown clawed their way back. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out.
Here's Meg Perry with another pull-up jumper in the corner after the feed from her sister Morgan. So Meg Perry has 8 points, and Unitico has opened up a 12-4 lead with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Now a foul up the left side of the floor as Piper Seaman gets whacked there by Haley Lucia.
Yeah, what Perry's doing is she's being guarded by Emily Perez, who is Cooperstown's traditional center, and she's making her pull away from the hoop, which is not what Emily likes to do.
Here is Perez at the foul line, works one back out for Kate Trossett. Left side three is too strong, hits the top of the backboard out of bounds. And possession will go back to Unitico. With 6:20 to go in the second quarter, it's 12-4. Unitico is on top of Cooperstown.
So here's the first move, right, is that Emily Perez has been guarding Meg Perry, and Meg just hit three shots in a row from the baseline. He comes back with Megan Sherman, who's a little bit more athletic and can get out there quicker on the girl.
Here is Haley Lucia will now leave it for Morgan Perry. As they set up the offense, Unitico going right to left. Lucia right side gets to the foul line. Step back jumper for Lucia is good.
And she loves the step back, that's for sure.
Unitico makes it 14-4. Yes, she does love that step back, and here comes the full court pressure. Cooperstown handles it this time, but the pass from Piper Seaman is too tall there for Ashley Cuber. Back to Unitico with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. There's a timeout by Cooperstown head coach Mike Niles. 14-4, Unitico on top of Cooperstown. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
5:45 to go in the second quarter. We're back underway as Unitico girls lead Cooperstown 14-4. Here is Faulkner with a step-back jumper. It's too strong. A rebound for Meg Perry. And we'll see who the foul is on underneath here. With 5.5 to go in the second quarter, looks like it will be whistled here on Cooperstown. And Gabby Whipple, her first, team's first in the second quarter. Both teams with one foul apiece in the second quarter. Here's a cutting Haley Lucia. She's fouled as she goes up for the layup on the left wing side on the inbounds play. She'll head to the charity stripe. Again, with 5.5 to go, second quarter. Unitico leads Cooperstown 14-4.
Yeah, what's happening here, the big first adjustment was that Unitico, because Cooperstown's playing off of them a little bit, they're getting deeper into the lane, and then they're kicking it out. All these shots that have been able to spread it a little bit have been kickouts.
First shot from the line for Lucia is good. And so now it's 15-4. Unitico on top of Cooperstown. And again, it'll be Kate Donnelly coming in here for the Hawkeyes. So Coach Niles trying some different combinations here.
Yeah, here's an interesting move. He's got four kids now with Kate Donnelly coming in that can shoot three-pointers, and they can all make them. Kate Donnelly is lethal from behind the line.
Lucia can't get the second shot to go. Rebound is tied up by a Cooperstown player and a Unitego player with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Possession arrow on the jump ball will keep it here with the Spartans. So it's 15-4, Unitego leading the Lady Hawkeyes, who are here in town tonight at the U. Dana Stepp on the inbounds pass will find Morgan Perry, who just muscles herself down low on the right low block and puts it up and in.
Yeah, Meg Sherman had one foul, and she couldn't afford to get that second one, so she had to pretty much stand straight up. But now here's an interesting thing. So they've been playing the 3-2 zone. Now they go down to a 2-3 with four guards in there. So it'll be interesting to see if Cooperstown can get some shots off.
So as Matt said, Unitego switching it up to a 2-3 zone. It's 17-4, a shot from the right side for Ashley Cuber is too strong. Rebound for Unitego. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Again, Unitego leading 17-4. Here is Meg Perry now for Dana Stepp. Crossover move into the paint. A little running floater from about 5 feet out is no good. Rebound for Cooperstown. They'll look to bring it back up the floor. They'll find Sherman across the midcourt timeline. Now for Kate Trossett. Trossett tries a shot from in the paint. It's no good. Piper Seaman with a rebound. She goes up and gets hammered. And she'll head to the line with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Shot did not fall, so she'll shoot two. Foul is on Meg Perry, and that's the second on Unitego and the second on Meg Perry here.
Yeah, Kate Trossett and Piper Seaman both average 12 to 14 points a game, and neither of them have scored anything yet. This is the first opportunity if Piper knocks this one down, which she's still waiting on her first point after missing the first one. And they both work off of confidence. If they can see a couple go in, it'll be a different game for them. But Cooperstown's in a danger zone right now, 17-4, and they need to get some points on the board.
4:40 to go, second quarter. As Matt said, 17-4. Unitego leading Cooperstown. At one time, this game was 6-4 at the end of the first quarter. Now the second shot here from Piper Seaman is no good. Emily Perez tried to sneak in early, so that blew that play dead anyways. So Seaman goes 0-2. So as you said, Matt, you have Trossett and Seaman, your two leading scorers, scoreless so far here tonight for Cooperstown. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Unitego with the ball trying to push this lead. They currently lead 17-4. Here is Newman, back far side for Haley Lucia. Lucia looking for options, now goes into the corner for Morgan Perry on the baseline. Back out for Lucia. Lucia tries to get around a screen, pops back out, now to Morgan Perry, 5 on the shot clock, Perry with a drive, pull-up jumper, tries to bank it, no good, Perez with a big rebound here for the Hawkeyes. Perez is swarmed by two defenders, gets out of it nicely, and Cooperstown works it across midcourt, with 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here's Trossett, and now back for Seaman, steps back for a deep three, and it's too strong, rebound for Morgan Perry.
Yeah, Unitego is definitely the team that has settled down in their home court environment, that's for sure.
Here is Lucia, finds Morgan Perry, pump fakes, wants to take it to the rim, and up and under, it's good. Now Morgan Perry with 6 points, and Cooperstown finds themselves trailing 19-4 on the road with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Here is Trossett across midcourt, gets around Haley Lucia, and they'll call a foul here on Lucia. This will be the team's third, and the second foul here on Haley Lucia. And so it appears that Coach Z is going to take Haley out and replace her with her sister, Alexa Lucia, here to protect her deep in the second quarter. So Meg Perry and Haley Lucia now on the bench for Unitego in not foul trouble, but with two apiece, can't afford to pick up that third.
Yeah, if Cooperstown has a weakness, as Unitego gets a steal and they throw it up
Here is Dana Stepp. Yeah, they missed the layup there. And ball out of bounds with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll actually have a foul here. This is going to be on Morgan Perry, her second, team's fourth.
Yeah, you know, what I was saying there before is Cooperstown's weaknesses, they aren't a big offensive team. They work offensive defense, get some fast breaks, and they hit three-pointers. None of that right now is clicking for them, so they've got to make some sort of adjustment.
Dana Stepp comes out, and Paige McCoy heads in here for Unitego as they like to use that bench. Cooperstown will break the press, though, pass it all the way down here to Megan Sherman. That ball rolled all the way around the rim, around the world, and wouldn't fall, and a rebound for Unitego. Unbelievable that that didn't go in. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Unitego leads 19-4. Here is Paige McCoy, top of the key. McCoy finds Faulkner on the right side, and she'll travel to give it back to the Hawkeyes. With 2:50 to go in the second quarter, Matt, Cooperstown has not scored here in the second quarter so far.
No, absolutely not. Be honest with you, previous to that layup opportunity, they haven't even really had many shots, and their shots have been unquality, very deep behind the three-point line or with somebody in their face.
Mallory Frazier comes into the game replacing Morgan Perry, who also had those two fouls, so she had to be out of there for protection, and for some words exchanged here. We're going to have a technical foul called against Unitego with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Two players got tied up there at midcourt. Some words were exchanged. I don't think the officials thought nicely of that, and we'll have a technical foul here against Unitego. We have an unsportsmanlike. We're going to have to sort this out here. They might have called two here, Matt. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it looks like Emily Perez got a foul on the loose ball. And then what happened was there was a little bit of a ruckus between two players. One came through, but I think as she was going by, there might have been some things said that the ref heard. And it's Bob Backus. Bob Backus is a veteran ref who
is not going to
listen to anything. Let's just put it that way, but I'm sure Bobby's giving him his 2 seconds.
Yep, Coach Z having a quick word here with the officials. Kate Trass is going to shoot the technical foul shots. Trass puts the first one up and in. And so that makes it Unitego 19, Cooperstown at 5.
And this might be where Cooperstown has to get in the game. Unitego has 5 fouls against them in this quarter, which means that every time they get fouled now, they've got 2 foul shots. They might have to get in. If they're not hitting the shots from the outside, go to the rim and see if you can get fouled.
Coach Z is still not pleased with the officials. They had a long chat at midcourt. Trossett made both technical foul shots there. So Perez did pick up a foul, and the tee was on at Unitego, so Trossett drained the 2 fouls. It was an unsportsmanlike conduct at midcourt was the call. Unitego is going to get the ball with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Faulkner will find Newman. And we'll see how this plays out after that technical foul. We'll see if cooler heads prevail or if Cooperstown can use that as some momentum. 19-6 is the score. Unitego is on top. We're going to have a foul here on Kate Trossett with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Boy, it's getting loud in here, folks. The student section getting pretty excited on that far side after that call. Second foul on Trossett and the 4th on Cooperstown as a team. Unitego gets it in. Here is Morgan Newman. Newman trying to work her way down low. Finds Mallory Frazier. Has her pocket picked there by Emily Perez on a great defensive steal. Back up the floor here for Piper Seaman. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Trossett on the right side in front of the Unitego bench. We'll pass far side back for Seaman. Step in for 3. This one is off the back of the rim. Too much spice on that one. A rebound shot is up and good for Kate Donnelly. And that makes it 19-8, Unitego on top.
Kate Donnelly might play a huge role in how the rest of this game plays out. She is a spark plug off the bench, and her getting in there to rebound is huge.
Here's Alexa Lucia. Tries a running shot on the right wing side. It's off the mark. A rebound. We're going to have a foul underneath on the rebound opportunity. Let's see who this is on.
I believe it's on Newman going over the back.
So Newman will pick up that foul with 1:54 to go in the second quarter, so that's the 2nd on Newman. And so coming down the floor will be Piper Seaman to shoot the 2 foul shots. So you have both Perry sisters with 2 fouls, Haley Lucia with 2 fouls, and now Morgan Newman with 2 fouls. So that's 4 of your 5 starters with 2 fouls if you're Unitego.
Yeah, this was the story of the first game. And here's the underlying factor, right? We've only had 30 seconds come off the clock. Cooperstown, if they make these 2 from Piper Seaman, could score 6 unanswered points with only 30 seconds coming off. The foul line could be key the rest of this half.
Seaman gets the first shot to go, so it's 19-9. Newman comes to the bench, and so the only starter on the floor right now for Unitego is Dana Stepp.
And Kate Trossett comes off the floor, which means you might see Piper Seaman handle the ball a little bit more. She's got 2 fouls. He might do a little offense-defense here.
Seaman goes 2 for 2, and just like that, it's a 19-10 ball game. Unitego leads by 9. They'll work it into the corner now for Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner back to the top of the key here for Alexa Lucia. Lucia gets into the paint, lost control of it, goes to Mallory Frazier. Down low here for Paige McCoy. Both teams on the floor here fighting for it. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it to Cooperstown with 1.5 to go in the second quarter. Again, it's 19-10, and the Hawkeyes have done a nice job of working their way back into this game.
Well, like you said, it's much easier when you got 4 of the 5 starters sitting on the bench with 2 fouls.
So still 1:30 to go here, and for Coach Z, I'm sure that feels like an eternity right now. He just wants to get into the locker room and regroup if you're Unitego. Spartans lead the Hawkeyes 19-10 here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. Ball is loose at the top of the key. Now left side for Kate Trossett. Trossett with a crossover move, steps in for a 20-footer. It skims off the front of the rim. It's no good. Paige McCoy with a rebound for Unitego. Outlet pass to Alexa Lucia. So we come up on 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Lucia gets across midcourt. Lucia now will leave it off for Faulkner. Faulkner to Dana Stepp. Stepp will work her way to Paige McCoy. McCoy with a bounce pass for Faulkner on the left side. Steps in. We'll have an illegal screen set here by Unitigo. This is going to be on Mallory Frazier, her first.
But since it's an offensive foul, Cooperstown's not going to be shooting. But they do have the ball, 53 seconds. They can go 2-for-1 here if they move the ball quick.
19-10 the score. The Spartans are leading the Hawkeyes in a non-leaguer tonight. Second time these two teams have met this year. Unitigo won the earlier meeting back in late December by 4 points, 48-44. Left side of the floor now for Cooperstown. They'll go to the high post here for Perez. A nice little up and under move, and she scores to make it 19-12.
She is crafty. She is a senior leader that can do a lot of good things for this team, and that was a great move.
25 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here is Faulkner. Step up jumper is short. Rebound for Sherman. Outlet pass goes to midcourt, and they find Kate Donnelly. Donnelly tries to feed it underneath. It hits off the leg of Alexa Lucia. Cooperstown will have it underneath with 16 seconds to go before the half. It's Unitigo 19, Cooperstown 12.
Yeah, Cooperstown, if they can cut this down to 5, maybe even 4, 16 seconds left going into halftime after being down 19-4, ending the half with a good 10-0 run, that would be huge for the team.
Timeout taken by Cooperstown will step away. 16 seconds to go before the halftime break. Unitigo leads Cooperstown 19-12 on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 19-12, the score with 16 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown will inbound the basketball out of the timeout. They find Kate Trossett. Trossett on the left side. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds to go. They'll go to the far side again for Trossett. Trossett to the high post for Emily Perez. Gets underneath. She's fouled with 5 seconds left. And she'll head to the line. Let's see who this foul is on for Unitigo. With 5 seconds to go, Perez will step in. Foul will be on Faulkner, her first.
Perez is a good foul shooter here.
Sure, shot is good.
Yep, and if she makes the second one, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see Cooperstown press just to not give Unitigo, try to take away the last-minute shot or last-second shot for Unitigo.
Second shot for Perez off the back of the rim. No good. Piper Seaman with a big rebound. Tries the shot. It won't go. Sherman gathers it up. Lost it to Dana Stepp. And time will expire. The halftime score, 19-13. Unitigo is on top of Cooperstown. And an interesting first half. We'll break it all down when we come back on our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll let you know who else is playing tonight. We'll give you a scoring summary here from the first half. And we'll break it down here. It's been very entertaining, kind of a game of runs. Unitigo had one early, and Cooperstown chipped away at it right before the halftime break. So again, 19-13, Unitigo on top of Cooperstown. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you here tonight at Unitigo, our halftime score. Unitigo girls leading Cooperstown 19-13. It's time now for the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Unitigo, 8 points for Megan Perry, 6 for Morgan Perry. So the Perry sisters lead the way with 8 and 6. Haley Lucia with 3, Dana Stepp with 2. On the other side for Cooperstown, very balanced. Nobody with a ton of points, but it's balanced across the board. 4 for Megan Sherman, 3 for Emily Perez, and then 2 apiece for Kate Trossett, Kate Donnelly, and Piper Seaman. So You know, Matt, I would think if you're Cooperstown and your coach Mike Niles and you said coming in, well, you'd be down six at halftime, but Seaman and Trossett only have two apiece. I mean, you'll take that because if they step up a little bit, this could be a completely different game.
Absolutely. And, you know, the key is they have to attack the basket. Kate Trossett, Piper, they have to get to the basket because Unitico was in foul trouble. And you saw when the starters came off the floor, opportunities arose. So if they can get back there and they can try to continue to penetrate, it's good. As for the other side, though, in my opinion, is Unitico, what they did a phenomenal job with the first 4 minutes or 5 minutes of the second quarter was they would get into the middle of the lane and they would dish out. And that's how I believe Megan Perry got three baseline jumpers. And then Morgan Perry started to, when that softened in the middle, she started to penetrate. So it's key getting into the lane, either dishing out or being able to get up. And if Unitico sticks with that, it's going to be tough for Cooperstown.
We mentioned it earlier. Unitico has four of their five starters with two fouls apiece. The Perry sisters have two each, Morgan Newman with two, Haley Lucia with two. So Dana Stepp is your only starter for Unitico without those two fouls. And you know how that game goes. You tell everyone in the locker room, hey, you got to be careful, you got to be careful. Then in the heat of the moment, somebody picks up that third, that fourth, and you know, that can unravel quickly. So Unitico is going to have to be very, very careful here.
Absolutely. And on the other side, you know, the key player for the Hawkeyes is Kate Trossett. She has two. And if she gets her third and she has to come off that floor, that's going to be a big situation for Cooperstown. But Unitico as a whole, I mean, they are a balanced team. There's no doubt. The offense runs through the Perry sisters. And Cooperstown is daring them to hit outside shots. In the second quarter, they hit them. First quarter, they did not. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out in the third and whether they hit those shots.
It's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So again, Unitico, four of their five starters have two fouls apiece. There is some foul trouble on the other side for Cooperstown, as you said, with Kate Trossett having the two, but we'll see how both teams handle it in the second half. A nice crowd here tonight. I'd say it was a little more full on Saturday. I think the advantage that they had on Saturday here is that there wasn't a ton of games going on locally, and everyone was kind of curious about Delhi and Unitico because coming into the weekend, there had been a five-way tie for first place in the MAC conference. And so some games, somebody was going to win, somebody was going to lose. That was going to get all busted up there. So that was pretty interesting, and it was a fun time and a good atmosphere here again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, have a little fun here for a second. Think about these teams 12 months from now. Unitico has one senior. Cooperstown, on the other side, they played significant minutes with an eighth grader and a ninth grader, and they've got two guards that are juniors. I mean, there are three guards that are juniors. So this rivalry isn't going away either. These are going to be fun teams to watch over the next couple of years, and I've said it before when talking to people on Twitter and stuff. You know, I was a girls coach for 3 years. I was boys last year. Watching the state of the girls game right now in Central New York, I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Delhi going on their run last year, Bainbridge having their sectional win. Cooperstown did it for a number of years, and they're trying to rebuild that. And Unitico, I mean, Bobby Z came back for a reason. We know that. He had this team lined up for the last couple of years. So it's fun to watch girls basketball right now be very, very competitive across the board.
And down in our neck of the woods right now, you also have in Section 4 Norwich in Class B, who is 12-1 right now, and I've had a chance to watch them, and we've kind of expanded out to carry Norwich as much as we can this year, and they have a phenomenal girls team, and they can play 10, 11, 12 girls deep. It's just a really fun team to watch. So I totally agree. The state of girls basketball and Section 3 and Section 4 really strong right now. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, they probably ask you the same question, hey, who's coming out of 4? Who's coming out of 3? And I'm like, I have no idea. It could be anybody because one of these teams gets hot, you never know. It's going to be a fun time here the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Cooperstown plays in the Center State Conference. Center State Conference is traditionally a very rough and tough physical league. They play also in part of Section 3. It goes all the way up to Watertown, out to Syracuse. The team that's number two in the state right now is Weedsport. They are undefeated right now. They will be the number one seed. In Cooperstown, they ousted Cooperstown last year from sectionals. That's the team that Cooperstown has to eye. Right now, they're on the other side of the bracket, which is good for them. And it's one of those things where, it, like you said, it all depends who you get hot. I mean, everybody's looking at Unitego and Bainbridge. And, you know, just because we're up in Section 3 doesn't mean we don't pay attention. Because ultimately, Section 3 and Section 4 play each other.
Sure. And there's a lot of IAC teams who are looking very, very good right now on the girls' side. So it'll be interesting to see. All right, we'll take a break. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Unitego girls lead Cooperstown 19-13. Third quarter coming up on CDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. We're set for the start of the third quarter. I want to welcome you in listening on WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you listening in. Got to say thank you to the Unitego student section. They just gave me a Nate Lull chant over here right as we were getting ready to go, so I always appreciate that.
I'm in the presence of celebrity.
They did a nice one for me on Saturday, too, and I guess they did it twice. I didn't hear the first one, so they had to do it two times, but I always appreciate it. It's very, very nice. So here we go to start the third quarter. Unitego will have the ball going left to right, and this will be Megan Perry with the basketball, leaving it here for Morgan Newman. Newman will find Haley Lucia. Lucia into the corner now for Morgan Perry. Back for Lucia. 15 on the shot clock. Actually, no, it's 5. Excuse me. Step back 3. An NBA range one there for Lucia is off the mark. And Lauren Bibbard with the rebound for Cooperstown, now going right to left.
Yeah, a little adjustment there. Unitego in the first half was doing the three-man weave. And now Kate Trosser shoots for 3 and misses, but Lauren Bibbard gets a rebound.
Back out here for Piper Seaman. She tries from downtown, and it won't go. And a rebound here for Unitego. So it remains 19-13 early here in the third quarter.
Yeah, what I was saying there is Unitego was running the three-man high weave. Here they're running the traditional flex cut now with low screens, and Cooperstown runs that offense as well, so they're well aware of it.
Here is Dana Stepp, gets into the paint, tries a long, high bank shot. It won't go down. Morgan Newman with the rebound, puts it up, hits the front of the rim, and this time when it falls down, we'll have Cooperstown with the basketball off the rebound. Here for Piper Seaman.
People might not have seen the sportsmanship there, but in the middle of the play, Emily Perez helped Morgan Newman up, even though Cooperstown was on a little bit of a fast break.
Cooperstown into the corner now. Sherman with the basketball, lost control of it, got it back, but stepped on the line, so it goes back to Unitego with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Unitego leading at 19-13.
This is looking more like the first quarter. Minute and a half in, no points scored, not even many shots.
Our first quarter score was 6-4. And then really, you know, second quarter, both teams kind of got hot at different times, especially Unitego there when they went on that little flurry. And that is really kind of what has built up this cushion here as they lead 19-13 with 6:20 to go third quarter. Dana Stepp at the top of the key. Right side, tries to take it to the hoop, and she is fouled by Lauren Vibbard as she gets to the right low block.
I got to tell you, I'm watching this Unitego team, and they really move off of Lucia up at the point. She can definitely penetrate. She's had a number of assists tonight, giving Unitego the best opportunity to score.
Dana Stepp with the first shot from the line, up and good. That makes it 20-13. Stepp now with 3 points. Second shot coming here for Dana as she'll settle in. Of course, she was our WCDO Soccer Player of the Year this year. Second shot rolls in and out, so a good athlete here, one of many on this Unitego team that plays multiple sports. Cooperstown with the rebound. They'll bring it across midcourt. Here is Kate Trossett. Wants to take it to the rim herself. Little Dr. J finger roll gets it to go. Very tough shot. Banked it in, and she'll head to the line. Big-time shot there for Trossett, making it 20-15, and she'll go for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Can it be a finger roll from 10 feet? Because that's what it was. Somehow she banked it in there. Newman picked up the foul.
Yeah, it was kind of an underhanded scoop, and she got it to go, and she'll make the foul shot. So Trossett now has 5. So look, this is a 4-point game, 20-16. Unitego leads Cooperstown with 6 minutes to go in the third.
Mike, being in Niles' head and in his locker room before, they were down 6 going into halftime. They wanted to cut it down to probably about 4 at the end of this quarter if they can.
Meg Perry with a baseline jumper left side, knocks it down, makes it 22-16. A quick hitter there for the Spartans. Hawkeyes back up the floor. A double team here at midcourt. Vibbert gets tied up with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. That was Morgan Perry and Dana Stepp that were kind of sandwiching her. And we'll have a jump ball position arrow. Keeps it with Cooperstown.
Yeah, Unitico's really honing in on Lauren Vibbert. Size is playing a tough part. She barely stands 5 feet. She's tough, but, you know, sometimes size of length takes over.
Here is Sherman on the baseline. Leaves it for Emily Perez. A great dish and a good finish. Perez puts it down.
That's what Megan Sherman can give you. She can break down the defense a little bit.
Unitego leads 22-18. Make it 24-18. Well, that's the same exact shot there for Meg Perry. She knocks down two in a row. She's got 12 of Unitego's 24 points.
And all of them have come on baseline jumpers.
Here's Perez trying to answer again. It rolls off the rim to the right side and a rebound for Dana Stepp. Unitego's looking to run. Now they'll slow it down. Right side for Haley Lucia. Again, it's Unitego leading Cooperstown 24-18. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Interior pass for Newman. Little up and under. Back out for Dana Stepp for three. Skims off the far side of the rim. Too much mustard on that one. And a rebound back out here for Lucia at the top of the key. Lucia will reset here as Unitego's got a fresh shot clock to work with. They'll leave it for Morgan Perry. She gets into the paint. Bounce pass for Lucia. Comes off a screen. The step back for Lucia is too strong. Rebound for Morgan Perry, and they'll pull it out again. They didn't say that it hit the rim, so the shot clock's at 10. Let's see if Unitego's aware. They try to go to the corner. Sherman with a steal. Ahead for Piper Seaman. Seaman lost control of it. Ball bounces like a hot potato to the far side. And we'll have a whistle. Morgan Perry is whistled for the travel, so it's going to go right back to Cooperstown.
No, I'm actually interested. What worked for Niles at the end of the first half was he went four guards for a long time. He just brings in Abby Ford, who hasn't played yet, and traditionally a forward, and it'll be interesting to see that when he goes back to that four-guard set.
Here's Trossett again into the paint, draws contact, and we'll have a foul. This one's going to be on Haley Lucia, her third, team second. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Lucia, the main point guard here for Unitego, is going to have to be very careful. Again, our score, Unitego 24, Cooperstown 18. Make it 19 as Trossett steps to the line and knocks it down.
This is an area of Trossett's game that she has worked very hard on and improved, which is her foul shooting. Now she goes to the line, and you feel like she's going to score.
Misses the second shot. That's the broadcaster jinx right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
With 4:05 to go in the third quarter, it's 24-19. Unitego takes it in to the teeth of the defense with Morgan Perry. Back out Haley Lucia into the paint. Left side, kick out here for Dana Stepp. Right back to Morgan. Pulls up for a 10-footer. It's off the mark. Sister Meg with a rebound. Tosses it up. That one is too strong. Rebound for Dana Stepp. And a foul underneath on Lauren Vibbert, who was trying to box her out with 3:50 to go in the third. Again, our score, Unitego 24, Cooperstown 19. Second foul on Vibbert and second on Cooperstown as a team. Unitego gets it into Faulkner on the left side of the floor. Now back up top to Haley Lucia. Here's our team foul situation in the quarter. Unitego with four, Cooperstown with two. Now a reach-in foul, make it three on Cooperstown as that was on Piper Seaman.
You know, I see these Perry twins, and I can't tell the difference between the two of them, but they have two totally different types of games. Morgan Perry is definitely staying underneath the hoop more. She uses her rear end a lot to box out and really play dirty, whereas Maggie is definitely hitting all the outside shots, and Morgan's not really challenging that. Oh, unless she puts one up here.
That one just hits off the side of the rim there for Morgan Perry. A rebound for Lauren Vibbert. Cooperstown will bring it back up the floor with 3:20 to go in the third. Seaman finds Kate Trossett. She dials up a three and buries it. Trossett now with 9 points and 24-22.
This is what Cooperstown does. They grind it on defense, and all of a sudden they take it from a 13-point game all the way down.
Timeout is taken here by Unitego. We'll step away with 3:13 to go in the third. It's Unitego by a deuce, 24-22. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, welcome back. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO. Unitigo will get it in. They will find Meg Perry. Meg has 12 of Unitigo's 24 points as Unitigo leads Cooperstown 24-22. They'll pass down low for Dana Steph, and she is fouled. We'll see who they get this on. I believe it's going to be on Lauren Vibbard, which would be her third, team's fourth. So they did change the fouls up on the board. Unitigo has three in this quarter, and now Cooperstown has four. Vibbard's going to have to go to the bench with those three fouls, and coming back into the game will be Ashley Kuber. So Dana Steph will look to pass it in. She'll find Megan Perry at the left low block. Turnaround shot is blocked. Nice job there by Abby Ford, and Cooperstown will come away with it. Good clean block. Back up the floor, kicked out of bounds by Morgan Perry as they tried to get the ball to Piper Seaman on the right wing side of the floor.
So here we are, just 3 minutes left, under 3 minutes in the third quarter, and Cooperstown has a chance to take a lead here, if not tie the game. And who would have thought that when we were halfway through the second?
Yeah, it was 19-6 at one point. But as you said, much like the first game, Cooperstown got behind. They were able to come back. So this should be an entertaining end of the third and into the fourth quarter here at the U. A steal now by Morgan Perry. Knocks it out of bounds and into the student section. So it'll stay with Cooperstown. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. 2:34 to go in the third. And it's 24-22. Unitigo girls leading by two over Cooperstown here in a non-leaguer tonight. Right side of the floor for Kubert. Shot clock is at five. Let's see if Cooperstown's aware. Here is Piper Seaman, gets it off just in time, but comes up well short. It'll be a shot clock violation, says the official, and the ball back to Unitigo with 2:23 to go in the third.
I'm just grateful that we don't have our seat behind the Unitigo student section, because I wouldn't be able to see anything. They've stood the whole time, which is great. They're really into the game. That's what makes these atmospheres so wonderful to come to.
2:15 to go in the third. Well, you guys know about that. You always have a nice student section up in Cooperstown at Red Bursey Gym.
Yeah, we're spoiled with some good basketball. You know, our boys right now are 16-0, number two in the state. And our girls program is coming back.
And here is Dana Stepp taking it to the rim. It's up and good. We'll definitely have to talk more about your boys who are having a tear this year. 26-22, Unitigo leads with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter.
Stepp has really made her presence felt here this third quarter. Kuber from way down.
Kuber's shot. The iron is unkind. It won't go down. A rebound for Morgan Perry. Perry will bring it across midcourt. Perry finds Haley Lucia, and they'll say she traveled with a minute 35 to go in the third. Ball back to Cooperstown. 26-22 the score. You know, I think a lot of people might see this score from the outside and say, boy, that's low scoring. Both teams have an off night, but I just think it's been great defense here.
No, it's been great defense. You know, the shots aren't going in, but they're not taking bad shots. These are two smart teams.
There's Kate Trosser with a straightaway three off the back of the rim, went up and touched the wire that comes down from the ceiling. It's out of bounds. Back to Unitigo with a buck 23 to go.
Yeah, that wire is coming to play a number of times already tonight.
Third quarter action here. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO. A big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studio. 26-22 the score. Here's Unitigo with the ball. Lucia will find it far side for Dana Steph. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Doesn't use the screen, goes back to Morgan Perry. Perry reverses for Faulkner, into the corner now for Meg Perry. Her shot is way too long, an air ball. Rebound for Kuber. She gets tied up with Dana Steph, a jump ball. We'll keep it with Unitigo with 58 seconds to go in the third. And so the Spartans will inbound on the baseline. Steph will look to get it in and finds Haley Lucia. The pull-up jumper is too strong. Tried to kiss it off the glass. Meg Perry is there to scoop it up and put it in.
Difference right now is that Unitigo is winning the game on the boards. Every time down the floor, they're getting two, three shot opportunities.
Unitigo leads 28-22. A pull-up jumper there from about 15 feet from Piper Seaman is good. She's got 4 points. And it's right back to a 28-24 game. Unitigo on top by four.
Yeah, if Cooperstown can get a stop here, they can possibly go into the fourth quarter, even down only two.
Here is Faulkner, looks to get around a screen and does. Doesn't take the shot. Goes to Morgan Perry. She uses a screen. Dishes off her sister Meg at the foul line. Knocks it down. Megan Perry now with 16 points, and Unitiga leads 30-24. 10 seconds left. See what Cooperstown can do. Left side of the floor in front of their own bench for Piper Seaman. Seaman dials up a three. It's an air ball. Knocks off the hands of Meg Perry to Haley Lucia. They'll run out the clock. Lucia with a half-court shot, and this one is no good. End of the third quarter. It is Unitiga 30, Cooperstown 24. Should be an exciting fourth quarter ahead. Stay tuned on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter on WCDO. 30-24 is the score. Cooperstown will get it in. And we'll look to start things up now. A steal here by Unitigo in the backcourt. And they'll look to bring it up here with Haley Lucia. A six-point game as we start the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor now for Dana Stepp. Stepp will look to get to the high post. We'll have an illegal screen here on Unitigo, it looks like.
Yeah, Unitigo is running traditional UCLA offense now against the man-to-man high screen, give-and-goes, backdoor opportunities, all of it. But Cooperstown's been able to adjust.
7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. 30-24 is the score. They'll look to get to the high post now for Piper Seaman. Pull-up jumper for Seaman. Hits the side of the rim. A rebound here off the miss for Morgan Perry. Perry will look to bring it across midcourt.
Right now, one key that's missing for Cooperstown's offense is Emily Perez has been sitting on the bench for a little while, but it's because defensively, Unitigo has been able to take advantage of her. But she can make some things happen at the foul line because right now, Cooperstown is just running off of the guards and not getting it underneath at all.
Trossett gets tied up with Dana Stepp at midcourt. Trossett gets tripped up. Stepp helps her back up, and first foul on Dana Stepp, but that's two quick fouls here on Unitigo as a team with 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter.
That could play big in, yeah, as we get deeper into this quarter.
So Cooperstown will get it to midcourt. Passing it over to the far side of steal by Morgan Perry. Perry on the left side will slow it down. Again, Unitigo leading a 30-24 with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Morgan Perry. We'll kick one back out now for Haley Lucia. Lucia for Meg Perry. Unitigo taking their time on offense. 10 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Pull-up jumper for Dana Stepp is up and good. She's got 7 points, and Unitigo leads 32-24.
She's been able to break down the defense up for the guards, which has been humongous for the team.
Cooperstown with the basketball. Pull-out shot here from Kubert is off the mark. An air ball hits off the hands of Piper Seaman out of bounds, and we'll go back to Unitigo with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo leading at 32-24.
This is a huge possession for both teams. Unitigo's up 8 right now. Cooperstown has to dig in, get a stop, because this game could get away from them here very quickly. But Unitigo, they're looking to put their foot on the throat.
Cooperstown got it all the way down to 2 when it was 24-22. Since then, Unitigo's gone on a little run. Here's Meg Perry, takes it to the rim. It's off the mark, won't go. Rebound here for Cooperstown. They needed that. They'll bring it back up the floor with Kate Donnelly. Donnelly into the corner now for Piper Seaman. Back out for Kate Trossett. Trossett to the far side. She is fouled. little slap on the wrist there from Dana Stepp, first, second, team's third. And Matt, I agree. Unitigo is kind of racking up some of these fouls here, and it could put Cooperstown on the line and help them get back into this game when the clock's not moving.
Absolutely. I mean, two more fouls, and Cooperstown shooting two all the way through. Which, now, if I'm Coach Niles, I'm trying to get it into the middle, which is why he's put Emily Perez back in, and try to get some fouls and some great scoring opportunities.
Here is Trossett working one back out for Piper Seaman with 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Trossett for three. This is a big one. Hit the front of the rim, kind of a line drive. Seaman tracks down the loose ball on the rebound. She pulls up and is fouled as she shoots from the left baseline, and she'll shoot two.
Yeah,
foul here will be on Faulkner.
Yeah, Cooperstown's offense right now is just very stagnant. Piper and Kate really passing the ball back and forth to each other. But that was Unitigo's fourth foul. Cooperstown has zero. So on the reverse side, you know, Cooperstown, if they remain down, they're going to have to foul at the end. However, one more foul, and you could have 5 minutes here of just foul shots.
So Seaman gets the first shot to go. It's 32-25 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Seaman's second shot is good. So Seaman goes 2 for 2. Those were big. And it's 32-26 with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown leading. It's gotten a little quiet here in the gym over the last couple of minutes.
Yep.
Unitigo trying to get their fans back into it.
The key right now is that Abby Ford has come in, and she has played great defense on Meg Perry. Meg hasn't really seen the ball much, and it's really putting a little bit of stagnant defense.
Here is Dana Stepp trying to get to the rim. She came off a screen and was fouled there by Emily Perez with 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 32-26, and Dana Stepp will head to the line. She's the second leading scorer for Unitigo with 7 points so far tonight.
Stepp is being so aggressive. She's going right to the hoop with everything, which is great. She's getting to the foul line, or she's getting easy opportunities.
Stepp's first shot is good. And you like to see this because early in the year, you know, she has all the abilities to score, but she wasn't always looking to score. And, you know, a lot of the other players were racking up the numbers. So Stepp recently, really since the BG game about 2 weeks ago, has stepped up and done a nice job. She goes 1 for 2 at the line here. She's got 8 points. Unitigo leads 33-26. Trossett with a pull-up jumper from the foul line through traffic. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Meg Perry, and she's fouled. This one will be on Abby Ford. With 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 33-26. That's the first on Ford, second on Cooperstown. Our team foul situation, Unitigo with 4, Cooperstown with 2. So the officials are going to go over to the scores table here and make sure everything is correct up on the board. Close game like this, got to make sure that that is good to go. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO. Thanks for listening in, and a good early in the week game. Not sure what the rest of the week is going to give us weather-wise for games. We'll talk a little bit about that during our post-game show as well, what our schedule is going to look like this week. Here is Dana Stepp on the right side of the floor. She gets to the foul line. Hands one off here for Morgan Newman. Newman into the paint. The jumper is short. Perez fighting for the rebound. Last touch by Perez. Both teams were hustling and scrambling for it. Unitigo will come up with it.
Yeah, that's a rebound that Cooperstown wishes they had back. That was a big opportunity. Great hustle by Morgan Newman, too.
Here is Stepp, gets it in, finds Morgan Perry. Perry will work her way up to Haley Lucia, who's been quiet tonight. She's only got 3 points, but has done a little bit of everything and has handled the ball very well. 4:20 to go in the fourth.
Yeah, big thing here is that Unitigo, they're going deep into the shot clock with every possession.
Stepp with a good pass down low to Morgan Newman. She can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled and will head to the line. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Foul is going to be on Kate Donnelly, her first, team's third. So again, team foul situation now. Unitigo with 4, Cooperstown with 3. And Newman steps to the line. She's scoreless, the lone senior on the squad. Had a big game against Delhi on Saturday and was really good in defense against Anna Post. As Morgan Newman gets the first shot to go here, making it 34-26, Spartans on top.
I know she's not playing, but that's a player I enjoy watching, Anna Post. She's a very good player to watch.
Yeah, that was fun, and she's definitely in the discussion for MAC MVP. Newman goes 2 for 2. Delhi is taking on Shenango Valley tonight. We'll see if we can get you a score update on that as well. Timeout is taken with 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's 35-26, Unitigo on top of Cooperstown. We'll be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you here. We do have an update on that Delhi score. Delhi leading 27-8 over Shenango Valley at the half over at DA tonight. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here. It's 35-26. Cooperstown with a three ball that's no good. Ball out of bounds, last touch by Unitigo. And so the Spartans will gather it up. Hawkeyes will gather it up and look to get it in here to Emily Perez as they try to chip away at this lead. Back out to Trossett. Tries another three. This one won't go. Rebound again for Donnelly. Her shot won't go, so three opportunities there on that possession. Nothing will go. A rebound for Meg Perry here of Unitigo. She gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. This time it goes back to the Spartans. So three good looks there, but nothing would fall. So 3:50 to go, fourth quarter, 35-26 the score. Unitigo will get it back, and time is starting to become a factor here.
Yeah, what you're going to see now is Bobby's going to really slow it down. He's not pressing anymore. He's really playing time and score. 35-26, 3:45 left. He's trying to eat away the clock as much as possible.
Here's Perry out for Lucia. Steps back, and Perry is a long two. Foot was on the line. Lucia now with 5 points, giving Unitigo a 37-26 lead with 3.5 to go. Cooperstown works it down low for Ford. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound Morgan Perry. Good opportunity for the Hawkeyes, but as you said earlier, Matt, it's like there's a lid on the rim here tonight at times.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, they're getting the opportunities. They're getting close looks. They just aren't going in.
Unitigo will toss this one away. Steph thought that Lucia was going on the backdoor cut left wing side. Little miscommunication. It rolls out of bounds, and now back to the Hawkeyes, who need a bucket on this possession as we hit 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, what Unitigo is doing is they're fighting 2-3 zone, but they're firing a guard way up high, and that's what's causing steals, such as what Unitigo just got.
Morgan Newman with a steal, immediately tied up with Ford, and the possession arrow this time will give it to the Hawkeyes. Boy, Newman has been in the middle of a lot of those tie-ups tonight.
Yeah, but what I love is, you know, they get in the tie-ups and there's so much aggression with it. But then what happens is because they all know each other, they've known each other for so long and played each other so often that there's just such good sportsmanship out there, and they really, care that the game's being played well. And now we've got some confusion between the refs. They're trying to figure out whether it's a possession arrow or what.
So the officials are going to come over to the scorer's table here, check things out with 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Big thing you need to know is Unitigo leads 37-26 again with those 3 minutes to go. I know it's a big one later this week for Unitigo. They have to take on Green, who's another team that's near the top of the standings in the MAC.
Yeah, I don't know the implications for Unitigo, but this game, Cooperstown's 11-4. If they get to that fifth loss, there's a few teams in Section 3 right now that have 5 losses, and it could drop them into a situation where they have to go on the road for their second game. That's a big deal. If you can stay home for that second game, that's huge advantage when it comes down to sectional playoff time.
That's big for Unitigo, too. They're hovering right around the top three seeds. So, you know, the easier you can make your road, as you said, and get some home games, the better it can be. Cooperstown will get the arrow, and they'll pass one into Piper Seaman. A three ball won't go down. And back up the floor for Unitigo as they try to slow it down with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 37-26.
Yeah, Cooperstown's firing up a lot of threes right now, and they're just not falling. and Unitigo's getting the rebounds, which was making it one and done, which is not going to be good for Cooperstown down 11 at this point.
Morgan Perry finds Meg Perry at the left elbow. Her shot won't go. Trots it with a rebound. Trots it up the floor, trying to take it coast to coast. Is blocked out of there by Meg Perry. Trots it really had no choice. She's just trying to get points on the board, and Perry, with a couple extra inches, was able to hit it away. 2:10 to go, fourth quarter. It's 37-26. Here is Morgan Perry on the right side of the floor. Leaves one for Haley Lucia. Lucia in the paint. Dishes one for Meg Perry. We'll have a foul on a Cooperstown before Haley Lucia was able to pass it off. 2:03 to go in the fourth. It's 37-26. Unitigo leading Cooperstown. Both teams with four fouls apiece. That one was on Trossett, her third.
Yeah, these are the teams that give Cooperstown problem when they get in-your-face defense. And there's a Perry, Megan Perry again with another point.
So the inbounds pass goes to Meg, and she's able to finish it off to make it 39-26. She has 18 points here tonight. She's played fantastic. Here's Trossett with a three, partially blocked there by Morgan Newman. Cooperstown just trying to take every opportunity they can. Time is really dwindling down with a minute 40 to go.
Yeah, we have a 13-point game here, but that's not the scoreboard's definitely not reflective of how competitive this game has been, especially in the middle of the game.
Here is Morgan Perry, leaves it for Morgan Newman, takes it to the rim. She is fouled, and she'll have a chance at a three-point play. So Morgan Newman with 4 points, making it 41-26, with a minute 25 to go in the fourth quarter. And it appears that Unitigo might be able to put the icing on the cake here late in this contest.
Yeah, but this is a game that Cooperstown can learn from. You know, they have a very tough schedule. Like I mentioned, they lost to the number two team in the state. This team they've lost to twice, which is number 19, two Class B schools. Mike Miles does one thing very well every year. He loads up his schedule with tough teams because he wants them battle-tested when it comes down to sectional. Now, they might have to go on the road, and that's okay. They've proven that they've been able to do that, but it'll be interesting to see as all the seniors are coming off or all the starters are coming off for Unitigo.
Newman got that foul shot to go, so it's 42-26. Unitigo has taken all the starters out except for Morgan Perry. And, yeah, I think this is a great matchup for both teams. You can come in and learn. You know, it's not going to hurt you in your league or anything like that as Piper Seaman knocks down a long two-pointer in the corner. She's got 8 points, making it 42-28. I think it's going to pay off in a couple of weeks come sectional time.
Absolutely. And if I'm Unitigo, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, I've got a team that can win a sectional championship. There's no doubt here. They're going to be carried on their defense. You know, if they hit, I mean, Megan Perry hit some huge shots tonight, and she was hot from the outside. But they've only given up 28 points to Cooperstown, which has been on a roll recently. So if they can continue to do that and hold teams under 40 points, that's the magic number, I feel like, in girls basketball. If you can get to 40 points, you generally have a very good chance to win.
Jenna Faulkner is going to head to the line with 48 seconds left. Unitigo leading 42-28. She was fouled as Unitigo worked it up the floor and tried to kill some time off the clock. First shot for Faulkner is no good. And I think this is great because a lot of the teams from our area, Section 4, when they go and play the teams from the IAC, it's going to be a team similar to Cooperstown, a team that's going to be in your face and can handle your pressure. So learning tool.
When you're talking Watkins Glen, Marie, those types of teams, it's a tough-nosed type of basketball.
Jump ball here as Faulkner goes 0-for-2. And it certainly looks like Newfield, Watkins Glen, especially Watkins Glen, I believe they would be the one seed if we started today, are going to be very, very tough. So I think you know, to be battle-tested going to sectionals is a big key.
Yeah, the 2 years that we won the state title, went to the state Final Four, was Watkins Glen was the team that we had to go through. And then the year that we lost, Watkins Glen went out and won the state title.
Right. Alexa Lucia misses a three ball. So, yeah, Watkins Glen, I mean, BG won a tight one against them last year. They're just always there. They're well-coached. It's a great program.
Yeah, they've got a phenomenal program.
Cooperstown brings it back down the floor as Coach Niles has put in some of his reserves as well. And this will be Haley Seaman going to the line as she's fouled. Again, 28 seconds left here, folks. Unitigo girls leading 42-28. We'll have our postgame show coming up as well. As this will be Seaman heading to the line here to shoot two.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely isn't the result that Mike Niles wanted. However, I think what he wanted was he wanted to be able to come in and he wanted to have his team get battle tested. They still have 4 games left after this. This is a good time to lose. You can get on another roll. You can get some wins under your belt as you go into sectional. So nothing to be ashamed of with the effort here tonight.
Seaman's second shot is no good. 25 seconds left. Rebound for Unitigo. Morgan Perry will work it up the floor. And so it looks like Unitigo will take both games from Cooperstown this year. The first one was a four-point game tonight. As we said, the score is going to look like a little bit more of a runaway, but this was a tight game throughout. 10 seconds left. Unitigo working it around. Our final score tonight going to be 42-28. Post-game show coming up. Unitigo improves to 13-1, and we'll be back on WCDO. Stay tuned.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time. It's the post-game show here as we're getting a nice wave from the Cooperstown guys who made the trip down here tonight. Do you think they're getting a kick out of you on the radio here or what? So.
Yeah, probably. I think they're just in the presence of celebrity, Nate Lowell, so they're sitting there saying, oh, boy.
Well, hopefully we'll be seeing them down the road here as well. I owe them a visit. Haven't seen them since, oh, boy, early, probably mid-December, maybe around the UV game, somewhere in there.
Yep.
So definitely excited to see.
Yeah, we sat next to each other for that game, too.
Yeah.
They're 16-0. They're rocking right now, and the number two team in the state. There's a lot to be excited about with that team.
Our final score here tonight, the Unitigo girls defeating Cooperstown 42-28. And here's our scoring summary. First for Unitigo, 18 points. It's a game high for Megan Perry. 8 points for Dana Stepp, 6 for Morgan Perry, 5 apiece for Morgan Newman and Haley Lucia. On the other side for Cooperstown, they are led by a team-best 9 points from Kate Trossett, 8 from Piper Seaman, 5 from Emily Perez, 4 from Megan Sherman, and 2 from Kate Donnelly. So let's get into our 3 awards now here, folks. Actually, we have our 4 awards. Anytime we do a Unitigo game, we have an extra award brought to you by Jake's Deli. So we'll talk to you about that in just a minute. But first up, it's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to our high scorer tonight, Megan Perry, with 18 points. Matt, I thought she just hit the shots that she needed to just keep giving Unitigo that little cushion they needed.
Absolutely. I mean, how many points did she end up with?
18.
18, and 14 of them, 7 baseline jumpers, for sure. She's got an old-school traditional shot, brings it back behind the head,
yeah,
and it goes in, and it was beautiful. And they were key moments, which led to sparks on both times in the end of the, the beginning of the second quarter and the end of the third quarter.
Next up, we'll go to our NBT Bank, our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Any thoughts on this one, Matt, for the defense award?
You know, I could picture Morgan Newman in there because she was getting,
I was going for
she was getting after it. I mean, she probably had 5 or 6 loose ball tie-ups, which were big, some of them turning around, switching the arrow and leading to points. So that might be my recommendation.
Yeah, let's go with Morgan Newman from Unitigo, our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. We'll switch it up now for the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. We'll go for Cooperstown. The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Any thoughts on this one here for the All-Purpose Award?
I think Kate Trossett had the best game for Cooperstown, not just because of her scoring, but, you know, she plays a tough defense. And, you know, for her, she's the ball handler. I think she was definitely the all-purpose person for Cooperstown of all people.
So, yes, we will give Kate Trossett from Cooperstown our All-Purpose Award. And lastly, a special award that we have for Unitigo Games. It's time for the Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. Tonight's winner gets a free sub at Jake's Deli in Otigo. Jake's has a great variety of chips, snacks, and drinks, plus all the groceries you need. Plus, they have a wide selection of deli meats. And don't forget about their sub platters, especially this weekend, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Order ahead for your sub platters from Jake's. You can call them at 988-2709. We usually give this to someone else that from outside of the other awards we give. I'll go with Dana Stepp tonight.
I think that's
Unitigo.
A great pick.
Yeah.
I think even with the Morgan Perry's game points, Stepp took over the game in the second half. She was the key component to the victory for Unitigo.
So Dana Stepp will enjoy a free sub courtesy of Jake's Deli in Otigo. Again, call ahead for your sub platters for the Super Bowl. Call Jake's at 988-2709. So again, our final score, 42-28. Unitigo girls defeating Cooperstown. Check out our website the rest of the week, WCDOsports.com. We had some games planned. I know our game that we were supposed to do tomorrow, Sydney boys at Delhi, has already been moved to Wednesday. So we're going to try to play it by ear the rest of the week. We'll see what happens. Check out our schedule on WCDOsports.com. We'll definitely have more games for you. It's just how it is this time of year with the weather. But, Matt, thanks for joining us. This was great.
Oh, this was fantastic. Nate, I always appreciate being able to call games with you. Hopefully you'll be able to come up and see some games, whether the boys can continue on or however it looks. It's an exciting time, and this is the time of year that you and I live for.
Yes.
Both the girls and boys side in Section 3, Section 4, we just love this, and seeing these kids play, it's what you know, we can live in our glory vicariously through these kids.
Yeah, this is going to be a great next couple of weeks for sure.
Yeah.
Again, our final score, 42-28. The Unitigo girls defeat Cooperstown. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our WCDO studios. Have a great night. We'll see you later this week on WCDO Sports.